Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. That's right. Oh, an angel just got its wings.
I like December. December's fun.
Do it again. Give another angel its wings. It's
hey,
wings.
Baby.
Hey, mama.
What talking? You talking to favorite baby.
I talked about that with my mama the other day. True story. Talking about angels. Because the subject came up. Just imagine. And
because your sister's name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The exclamation mark to my right.
Somebody listening don't know that.
Yes. Someone out there listening needs to know this, that my sister's name is Angel.
Yeah.
And I can't remember how it eroded to this point in the conversation, but I had to point out to my mom that by definition in the Bible, angels are androgynous. They have no gender.
Why they all got dude names?
That's what I asked her.
Okay, well, good, because they're all like, Michael is very masculine, and Gabriel's a mannish kind of name.
She did something that
I
can't think, but maybe two or three times in my life I've ever seen this woman do the emoji where you're put your finger on your side of your head and just look up.
Like, the emoji.
Like, I'd seen her do it two or three times.
Yeah.
And she's like,
some of my favorite emojis.
Yeah. And I was like, well, they all have guy names, but it says that they're, you know, they don't have, they're basically like drones or whatever. Not drones, but just like AI, robots.
Yeah. Yeah.
With wings. Like a bird, fly high away.
That's how she was cussing you?
Yeah, so.
But if angels are androgynous and devil's a fallen angel, then isn't Lucifer also androgynous?
Well, that would explain a lot. You know, that's a good follow-up question. Anyway, to answer the first question, she's going to talk to a friend of hers from church and get back to me on it.
Okay.
And I like that, because she didn't just Google it.
And she didn't just make something up either.
Right.
Which a lot of people do.
Even if she knew she was wrong and leading down a road that she knew I realized she was wrong, she said, no, I don't have an answer for you, but I'm going to talk to a friend and get back to you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she could still use the excuse some parents did when you were a kid. I'll tell you when you get older.
You don't need to know. That's adult stuff. She's in the hospital for female problems. That's all you need to know.
Oh,
and then you keep passing her. She's having a hysterectomy, Matthew. Now you shut up about it.
What does that mean?
She got it ripped out, Matthew.
A sister wrecked me. My Lord, is she okay?
Quit bugging me. She got her innards ripped out.
Matthew, female problems, they're different. They're different afterwards.
I mean, she's barren.
Something changed. I hope you didn't want a brother, Matthew. Barren? Come on, don't bring up the name already. Good Lord.
That's a term you don't hear much, barren.
Barren?
Yeah, well, people just don't say anything about that. They just avoid it or hint around very loosely at it instead of just say it. Don't change what it is, because once I realize what you're trying to tell me, it has the exact same impact as if you just said it to me.
Well,
and you saying it doesn't make it any more true or less true than just say it.
And that's the reason why that old wrestler Corbin can't find a woman, because they all want kids.
Yeah.
He's barren.
Yeah, and bald as hell, too.
Sucks at wrestling.
Yeah, and football.
He's gotten a lot better in the ring.
I guess when they use, you know, 40 times a show twice a week, you got to get better.
Well, stole Booker T's gimmick.
You know, it's, I don't blame anybody.
Who stole Harley Race's gimmick?
I don't blame anybody. I stole Hawk Who's gimmick.
And I said races, not racist.
Yeah.
Harley Race on it.
Wasn't him, a racist gimmick.
I don't blame anybody considering the writing.
Considering the writing. Oh, amen. Yeah. Now, to the point.
What point? Well, I think we were done with the angel thing, right?
Well, no. Yeah, yes.
Okay.
To that, yeah, to the point, the angels and then the... Oh, yeah, being barren. That's what I wanted to go to.
Yeah, you don't hear that term anymore.
It's kind of like a witterer. You don't hear that one much anymore. Almost, I think the reason we kind of got rid of that one is no one was quite sure how to say it. Or if we were saying it, it still sounded like we had some kind of speech impediment. You try. Try without... Say it without thinking about it.
Witterer?
Well, you are the exception, of course. Widower. Widower. Widower.
Widower.
It's like...
Separate?
I got to figure out something. Some kind of... You know how phone numbers... I did it when I was a kid, and I still do it as an adult. Phone numbers to remember them, which I guess I don't have to with a cell phone, but...
Yeah.
The point that I would associate them with football players and baseball players' uniform numbers.
You made it way more difficult.
Very much so. Very much. I got to figure out a way to do that with fiance.
Yeah.
Because one is two E's means one way, and then one E means the other.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, at that point, just memorize the damn number.
Well, yeah. I know. It's a weird way this whole thing works up here.
Fiance with one E is the man, right? I think. And with two E's is the feminine.
Okay.
Yeah, fiance with one E is a man to whom someone is engaged to be married. So you're a fiance with one E.
Think about two E boobs.
That's how I, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, exactly. To remember hers.
I'll spell it with two eights now.
You son of a bitch.
You are. I apologize.
By the way, I think barren might be a bad word, but you can say infertile, or there's some word you could use.
It sounds worse.
I know. That means the same thing.
Infertile?
It means the same thing. The field's barren. The field is infertile. It means the same thing. The synonyms.
What if you're empty down there? What if you say that?
I don't know, but I was just thinking that it's with worse. All these.
People think you just took a big dump.
Well, sign me up. With all those specialized dating apps and stuff, maybe that would, nine, since you don't want kids but would love the company of a lady, maybe you start Barons Only.
Maybe.
Barons Only.
I mean, that would be the most popular site.
It would be so popular.
I can't have kids anymore.com. Don't ask me why.
Talk for 5 seconds. Let me get on my GoDaddy.
I got something I can give you here since you were talking about how hard it is to say widower.
Yo mom.
I also have a gift I want to give out here in a sec too.
A jiffy or a gift with a T?
No, a gift with a T.
I see.
According to MIT, they found the toughest tongue twister.
Did you just Google that?
No, I just happened to find this.
Say widower.
This is on paper. The toughest tongue twister apparently is pad kid, poured curd, pulled cod.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm not going to try it because I'll cuss.
Pad kid, poured curd, pulled cod.
Hold on.
I'll pass it around so you can read it off the page if you want to try
it. I can't touch
it.
The paper. I'm sorry.
I like that last part.
Pad
can you
kid,
hold it 6 feet away and let me look at
it's
it?
It's way too small. Pad kid, poured curd, pulled cod.
See, I know what I'm going to end up saying, so therefore I will not.
You want to try it, fat boy?
He needs to get by the dump button if I try it.
It's number one there towards the top.
I remember I had the tough times. I got bleeped trying to say manifest discs and tapes.
Yeah, you did. Several times.
Many times.
Pad kid, poured curd, pulled cod.
It's not hard, right? That was pretty easy.
I screw up burning the she shed by the seashore.
Pad kid, poured curd, pulled cod.
Poured curd?
Pad kid, poured curd, pulled.
Yeah.
You can't do it fast.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Man has trouble with the seashells. Wait, she sells seashells by the seashore. She
burned it down. Where's this at?
Pick the pickle.
Number one.
Okay. Pad kid, poured curd, pulled cod.
See, it's easy.
Pad kid, poured curd, pulled cod. I screwed up second time. Pad kid, poured curd, pulled cod.
That one is not the most difficult tongue twister, MIT.
How can we put... Now
I don't know what y'all are doing up there.
I swear on my daddy's grave and to the Lord that this is not a routine here.
that was really flowful and on a wavelength there. But I want to figure out a way to get that in front of people's eyes with the internet. And then I want to get them to record themselves.
Yes.
This sounds like so fake right now. It sounds like Seacresty.
Yeah.
It really does. It does. It sounds like one of the, you know what? I was just thinking about that. And I look over here. We literally walk in here with no ideas, and then it just kind of happens.
Mm-hmm.
What I was thinking is, I know that y'all were probably not the biggest fans of Parks and Rec. Or not, excuse me, 30 Rock. But they had a running joke on there that one of the girls was in this movie that was really bad called The Rural Juror.
The Rural Juror?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfectly speaking person.
That's not true at all, man. I cuss a lot.
And then Tracy Morgan would try to say it, and that was just gold, dude. He was like, the rural juror.
I think I remember that because rural juror is familiar in my mind.
The rural juror.
Well, I can't say it.
How can we do that? Hell.
I mean, we have all the social medias. We just have to post the tongue twister text with the instructions to video yourself.
Okay. Seems so simple, but in my mind, but how can they send us the video? You can't do it on the text line. They would have to do it
do it on your phone and post it in the comments.
Not on Instagram.
Well, there's other ones that you can do that on.
Okay.
I mean, you do it on Facebook and Twitter. We can do it there pretty easy.
And Snapchat, I suppose. Okay.
Yeah, but nobody can see it on Snapchat. That's kind of problematic, too.
Yeah.
But Facebook and Twitter, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can play with us.
Okay.
And I mean, honestly... Man, I only got Instagram and Snap.
Yeah, you're going to have somebody that don't have all
Well, that. It's not our fault.
I have Twitter.
Man, I got to sign up just to do this little tongue twister.
Yeah, so who came up with that? The Oxford House?
MIT.
Oh.
Tech?
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Rural jurors, way hard. Burning down she sheds.
Can I go ahead and give him a present now?
Yes.
I have to do this. I go over here by the window to
get it. You can take a dump on the counter.
No, it's just that I've been planning to do this because every time I've made chili, I've brought some in for Fat Boy, and he's always bitched about how much I gave him that it wasn't enough.
When you're talking about making chili, you're talking about just the food that one would eat, not something you'd find on Urban Dictionary.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's whatever. I mean, it was like living in an internment camp.
So I brought him a bowl of chili. Here you go, Fat Boy.
What?
You know what? Okay.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. You know what? I know how you are with the camera, so I'm not going to pick up my phone. Y'all are so...
I brought him a shot of chili.
You're all over social media, but you don't want to ever be photographed or videoed.
That's like pretty 2 ounces in there, man. Come on.
The only thing that would be funnier... Dude, it looks like Shaq holding up a donut.
It does. That picture's great of Shaq holding up a donut.
Or Andre the Giant holding a beer can. The only thing funnier... Look, he's doing it himself. Perfect. Will you share that on the Rise Guys, Fat Boy?
I'll send it to you because I don't have the password.
The only thing funnier would have been if you said, I brought you a bowl. You're throwing... Don't do the three fingers because it looks like white power or satanic stuff. I'm telling you, you'll get the comments. You should not do the circle with the three fingers.
Trying to use his hand for scale, I think.
Yeah, I know, but the comments.
Hell with them.
The only thing funnier was you said, I brought you a bowl of chili, and it was one of your old devices.
Oh, yeah. That would just fit like one bean in it.
Yeah, one of those tobacco bowls.
Yeah.
Yours.
You put like one.
Flick yarn.
Stick it up your plum.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
That would have been funnier as hell. Well, will you eat that, Fat Boy?
Not right now, but you know I'll drink it. You can't. I don't think you can fit a spoon.
I was going to say, throw that in the microwave for 30 seconds and then do a shot of chili, and it's really like a big shot glass.
It is.
Let me put this on the damn internet.
All right, I brought you a real one too, if you want it.
God.
I don't need my stomach tore up for the next 10 days. You eat some, too.
You sounded like the teddy bear I used to get tickled.
Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah. Or no, the one from Cottonelle. Which one was that?
I don't know.
Which one was the...
Oh, you mean the snuggle bear?
Yeah.
Which one wiped his ass too much?
Pillsbury Doughboy.
That was Charmin.
You sure you ain't thinking Pillsbury Doughboy?
No. Fat Boy's thinking of the one, the three bears where they wipe their asses but don't put on pants. His hiney's clean. That's the one.
He's red already. How do you know you didn't go too much?
Well, you know why they got toilet paper? They kept using all the rabbits.
My hiney's bloody.
You've heard that joke. Anyway. Where's mine at?
Man, I know you wouldn't. You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
You know, I was looking into the joke because here on my side, on this side of the counter, I could see the big bowl.
Yeah.
And I thought you were going to hand it to me, and I looked at you and I winked and I said, I'm not going to eat it. But then that was not the intent.
Well, that would have been funny if I'd given it to you instead. It would have been hilarious. I just didn't think to do that.
I've already eaten. Thank you, though.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I just, I knew that I've offered you in the past and you didn't want, so I didn't figure you would this time. So I just, I
trust your cook. I've eaten your cooking.
Yeah, I just know last time you didn't want to eat chili. Plus,
I'm not trusting of a lot of people's cooking, though.
All three of us shouldn't eat chili at the same time and come sit in this little enclosed room together.
Yeah, have you ate it for 2 days, really?
I made it yesterday.
Okay.
So I've eaten three bowls.
What's the,
watch out.
Oh, God. God.
My three bowls are about as much as Fat Boy's got in those two containers, though.
Do you put corn in it?
No.
Oh, man. Have you tried?
Yeah, I don't like corn.
No. I enjoy the little burst of sweetness in my mouth.
I put some tomatoes and onions in it, and I cook them down till you can't even tell they're hardly in there. And that time I used 2 pounds of beans and 3 pounds of beef. It's a good ratio.
I have to do it backwards. Give me a uniform number so I'll remember.
Have you seen the chili meat in the store? It looks weird.
It looks like big worms.
No, I just get like I wanted to cook it all in and not get it too greasy, so I got lean hamburger meat for that.
Oh, okay.
I got 93% lean.
Oh, that's the way I go too. Yeah. I remember it by the sister station.
I didn't want to like brown the meat separately. I'd have to drain 23% of the grease off of it or anything, or 27%.
Yeah, the chili meat looks weird.
Yeah,
it's hamburger meat,
but it's chili meat. It's big. It's like big worms.
I know. I've seen them. I think that's where the old rumor came from about blankies back in the 80s. It said they put worms in their hamburgers. It's like, why are you saying that? Because they're square? I mean, okay, they thought outside the box. Literally, they made the box of hamburgers.
They did.
Or they sold it to a multi-conglomerate corp like they all do. You realize that all that time, Dave Thomas didn't even own the company.
He didn't.
Isn't that something?
There's a
takeover. No.
He's like the men's warehouse guy who got fired and you thought he owned the place.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we just did 4 hours. In radio time, that was 4 hours.
What was it the men's warehouse guy used to say?
You're going to like the way you look?
You're going to wipe my ass.
Yeah.
You're going to wipe my ass.
Now it's you better like the way you look because ain't nowhere else to rent a tux for that wedding.
That's what it should be.
That's what it should be in every city in America. It's the only place to rent a tux now. You go like the way you look. You ain't got no choice.
Wait a minute. What happened to Genghis?
I mean, that's the only place to go.
Yeah.
Last time I had to rent a tux, it was the only place to get one.
I don't know if I want to go there. I don't want a Mongolian tux.
I showed up and there's 16 different wedding parties in there getting fitted at the same time.
You're going to show up looking like General TSO?
Right. They're the reason why I misspelled the word Genghis Khan in a spelling bee one time.
Yeah.
They're the very reason. Damn it.
Spell Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
We got him. Harris is gone.
Let's give him a cummerbund. Watch it flip over his big belly. Ha, 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 ha.
Get mayonnaise. He don't know that one either.
Guess what? I'm going with the vest. And guess what? Joke's on you. I know my back's not going to get sweaty because it's not a real back on it.
Ha!
I have a belt back there.
Yes.
It's like something a police detective would wear in an 80s TV drama.
This vest is like something you would bury someone in. It's only half a vest. It already didn't have sleeves. Now we took the back off of it, too.
That do the weather earlier.
I don't think so.
Today's going to be cold. Today's going to be...
It's already cold.
Today's going to be... Fun. Today is going to be Michael Jordan playing for the Bullets.
Oh, you wait till tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Bullets.
That's right. Wizards.
Wizards.
45. Right now, it is the highest level of Freemasonry and clear in Sugar Tip.
There you go.
Now. Yeah,
you see how cold it's going to be tomorrow morning, though? You better prepare yourself.
Oh, I haven't checked. You know,
what about Thursday?
I look ahead to so many things, but never one day forward in the weather.
It's going
to
be about 25 in the morning.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're right. But it's going to warm back up to 39 on Thursday.
Luckily, I have my Window World stocking cap.
This sucker this morning.
You can stand on it.
You get behind nine when he had his full garb on this morning. He looked like a Jesuit. Not a Jesuit. What are the people?
Jesuit.
What are the people up in the way up in Alaska and they would cut open bears and just climb into their skin and wear them?
Right. Inuit?
A eunuch?
Inuit? Not a eunuch. You can only tell if it's a eunuch if he's got his pants off.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one that gets the clip. What is it called?
Inuit, right?
Inuit?
Inuit?
Can you say that? I don't know.
That's one of those words I've seen written in books and stuff, but I never have heard anyone actually vocalize it. Inuit. It means someone who cuts open a bear and climbs inside.
Is that what it means?
Walks around. You saw Tom Green do it in that one movie where he got fingered. Freddie,
yeah.
Daddy, not would Tom. You like some sausage?
Yeah. What is it? Is it considered?
I don't know.
No, it's just a group of culturally similar indigenous peoples inhabiting the Arctic regions of Greenland, Canada, and Alaska.
Yeah, they would climb inside bearskins and just wear them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not offended, but that shouldn't be the threshold you use.
Well, you looked at me like I said that word for them.
I thought you were stroking out because I'm like, you're trying to say a word, but it stopped.
Well, I didn't know if I could say it anymore. It's like the rugs. People get mad when I say it. They're Asian rugs. Damn it.
Mongoloid beef.
Send out a weekly memo of the words that are not allowed anymore, for God's sakes. Anyway, we got a brand new Truth and Consequences for you today. Something that's going to, it's quite timely. It is quite timely. It's going to be, you know, guys can fight. Women can fight too, but when women get into situations that are in the dramatics, they are way better than a war of words with men, as far as listening to.
Can be, yeah.
I feel. So we got a brand new Truth and Consequences today, and you can call us at any point, 1-800-774-0093, and text us, the CVM text line. It's still there, 72341, with your standard and data text rates of line.
Social media, facebook.com/RiseGuys, or just search for The Rise Guys, at The Rise Guys on Twitter, at The Rise Guys on Instagram, too.
Yeah, and we'll get that tongue twister up here shortly. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, Jimmy, what's up in the Plex?
Oh, man, we have an update on the passing of Darth Vader.
Oh,
yeah.
An update.
Man. An update on the passing of Darth Vader. Also a monolith update.
Oh.
You know, it was there and then it disappeared?
Yes.
Well, maybe it's somewhere else now.
Oh, I think you were right about what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you what Nine thought about the missing monolith. Look, I twisted it around on you.
I like that.
Next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt. Nine. Page. And Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet Rock. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
I'm sure most of you heard over the weekend that Darth Vader passed away. Not James Earl Jones, the voice, but the embodiment of James Prowse.
Yeah, the Prowser.
Yeah, or David Prowse, rather.
Yes.
I said James Earl Jones. David Prowse, the 6'6" Englishman who wore the suit.
He was 85. Saw him from a distance one time.
He's a big, tall guy.
That's how I knew that. And he was sitting at a table, or walking up to a table to sit down and sign autographs.
Yeah.
At one of those cons. I don't remember.
Yeah, and you know he's going to be beat up. Todd, Twisted Todd. He met him a lot.
Yeah, he did. He met him like 1,000 times. He was 85 years old, was David Prowse. And his daughter says he died of complications from COVID-19.
Oh, man.
She said he'd contracted the virus and he'd been hospitalized for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Rest in peace, David Prowse.
Yeah. I think the media, I understand why they did it. Like, if you put up the headlines, Dave Prowse dead at 83.
Mm-hmm. 85.
He didn't look that old. That, you know, a lot of people might bypass it. But if you see Darth Vader dead, you're like, oh, another movie's coming out? They're going to kill him off?
Yeah.
No, the guy that played him in the suit and didn't get to talk.
Yeah.
That was all he did, right, Darth Vader?
I mean, he did some other stuff. But
he did cons.
I'm doing a con.
Did he play Lurch in one of the Adams Family movies?
He played Frankenstein's monster in the first Casino Royale, uncredited.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He played the creation and the horror of Frankenstein.
Yes.
He was in A Clockwork Orange as Julian.
Was he the first Grout?
He was in a 1972 episode of Doctor Who as a Minotaur.
Watch your mouth.
He played the creation again in Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell.
Yeah. So he could never play like a really short person.
Yeah.
The Doctor Who?
Basically, after Star Wars, that's all he did the rest of his life. He did a lot of acting before Star Wars for about 10 years, and then once Star Wars happened, that's all he did.
Is Kenny Baker still with us?
I have no idea.
He was R2-D2.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of those things that people would go and pay. Twisted Todd, for instance, from Afternoons here on the Planet, rocking you on the way home. He would go and, I don't know that they developed a friendship, but he went and would visit and get autographs and stuff from Dave Prowse. And
Kenny Baker died 4 years ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But he was in the suit in a movie, didn't speak. Kenny Baker was a C-3PO.
Anthony Daniels still living. Daniels was C-3PO. Kenny Baker's R2.
R2-D2.
Yeah.
Neither one of them got to, they were in the suits, didn't get to speak. You have the perfect body, but not the voice or the. But people would still go pay probably $100 or whatever to meet that person, take a picture with him. No one would know who that was.
Yeah.
What such a weird thing.
Yeah, Chewbacca did. People go meet him. I mean, he was in a big
fursuit. Peter Mayhew.
People go meet Peter Mayhew, too.
Yeah, Todd and Prowse don't have the relationship that Dave Guido and Dale Murphy have.
No, not nearly as close.
Oh, that's stalkerish. You've seen the movie The Fan.
So, Primo.
If you were tuned out of the news for the last 4 or 5 days, you might have missed the part where the monolith in Utah disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
It just up and vanished. Somebody, whoever put it there, came and took it back, apparently.
Yeah.
But now there's another update. So we had a monolith appear in Utah, or was found in Utah, probably been there for a while, and then it disappeared.
But now,
an identical monolith has appeared in Romania, which is in Europe.
That's where vampires are from.
It is, the other side of the Atlantic Ocean from here, and then and, some land in between.
Too. Rebecca Stamos, I believe, as well.
I think so.
The lettuce, I think, too.
There's a shortage.
I know that because of Chick-fil-A app.
So, yeah, a few weeks ago, somebody spotted the mysterious structure, 12-foot steel monolith that looked very alien-like, and then this past Friday is when it vanished. The newest twist, though, another virtually identical monolith was just found near an ancient archaeological landmark in Romania, which is about halfway around the world from Utah.
Exactly and, halfway?
About.
Mm.
And there's no word on where that statue came from, when it was placed, or when the aliens are going to beam down and take it back. I saw a meme saying that it was like an alien flash drive downloading stuff from Earth, and they just came and took it back because they got everything they needed from the blue planet.
Maybe it was a suppository.
Maybe.
Were you looking up Phantasm locations to see if that's what it was? Because they kept saying, you know, it's just a movie prop left. Nobody took it.
Yeah, right. People go there to take pictures, and they didn't try to get that thing.
They wouldn't tell you where it was.
Now, how did something like this was? This is owned by the... is government land?
Correct? I think so, yeah. It seemed to be.
So how does that, at some point, even if it is a promotion or it's going to be for PlayStation or whoever, the government wouldn't be able to play into that, right? In other words, there had to be surveillance on this great thing that captured the world's imagination. How did it just up and leave? There had to be cameras on it. There had to be people there camping out till the aliens came back, like on Independence Day, on the roof waiting on them.
I don't know that they set up cameras in the middle of the desert to film it. Well, I don't know that they did. I don't know that they did. I can't say they didn't.
They got drones.
I don't know either way. But who's going to fly them 24/7?
Get American security out there.
Charge the batteries.
Rolling around doing their little locks.
But a bunch of people, once people online figured out where the one in Utah was, thousands of people went hiking out to go see it. The thing is, obviously... these people probably aren't the type who hike a lot, and because it's in the middle of a desert, there's no bathrooms around. So a bunch of people were just hiking all over the place.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of human waste left in the desert of Utah where the monolith used to be.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Visitors, the Bureau of Land Management says, quote, visitors who flocked to the site left behind human waste as evidence of their visit.
Man.
Ugh. That's awesome.
Nice. Maybe flowers would start growing there now. That'd be nice.
In the desert.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
it'd be pretty.
Wow. So, when it have you done any deeper research on it? I guess is what I was going to say.
No.
Okay. Because you said first your thoughts was that it was going to be some kind of art project or some kind of performance art, Banksy, whatever.
Yeah, I always go with what's most likely.
Yeah.
That's the most likely thing.
Okay.
Seemed like one in Romania is probably similar. Now, considering how hard it is to travel back and forth from America to Europe right now, it probably wasn't the same person putting this one up in Romania.
Yeah, you can't just fly that thing around.
But the one in Romania might have been there for a few years, too, though it seems like it was near a kind of an archaeological landmark, so it probably hadn't been there that long without somebody seeing it.
Maybe it's just to promote season 12 of Ancient Aliens.
It's viral
My
marketing.
Hair is taller than ever.
Viral marketing for something. You never know.
Right.
Some kind of alien movie.
Maybe it was Dave Prowse's coffin.
Maybe.
So tall.
Maybe.
Mm.
You rang.
That's your update on the monolith. I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique.
Hell yeah.
That was good. Fat boy, let's bring it down a notch. What's up in the sports hole?
You know, Green Bay doesn't have fans for their football games, so people around the stadium were making some money off the games. Well, they're not too happy. Got audio from them. Steelers-Ravens update. Got that for you, too. Try to slide it in, man.
It's either got to do with drones or people with, like, really high-powered binoculars they would rent out from, like, parking lots.
Nah, they missed the parking money.
Oh, I see. All right, we'll get into that next in your Rise Guys S-hole.
Wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
We weren't here yesterday.
Ah, come on, man.
And, you know, the big fight was over the weekend. There's a lot to it we just don't have time for right now.
Well, perfect. Not that we don't have time, but I didn't watch it, but I have a bunch of questions. Yeah, the fight.
We got a lot of audio, too.
Oh, there's good audio.
There's audio, there's information. There's just too much for here.
Do we have any of the Snoop Dogg live performance?
Oh, we got some Snoop. I want to tell you that...
It was a fight. I thought it was just a sparring session. That was it.
Oh, it was an exhibition.
Oh.
It was a worker, brother.
It was work.
So, this is funny. Not funny, because, you know, like everybody in the Ravens got COVID.
That's not funny.
And they won't release the staffer's name who allegedly started all this.
I heard it was Matt Stafford.
So, they had to postpone the game, right? Mm-hmm. They were going to go from Thanksgiving night to Sunday. Sunday became Monday, you know. Monday, Tuesday. Now we're sitting at Wednesday. That's going to happen Wednesday.
Afternoon. Middle of the day.
Yeah.
This starts at, what, 3:40 in the afternoon?
I mean, maybe I'll tell you in a damn second.
Well, I was just asking.
3:40.
I'll take that chili back.
He'll take questions at the end of the segment. Give him his chili back.
He wants his chili back.
It's like old Whiteman doing sports and then Cogdill's, you know, just looking at him. You know, with a 3:40.
It was like with a laser pointer shining in his eyes. I'm going to distract you.
Yeah, you know why it's a 3:40 Wednesday?
No.
Because the damn tree lighting is primetime NBC, and they weren't going to bump the tree lighting for football.
I'm just happy the game will be over in time for wrestling.
Oh, hell.
If you're a sponsor of that and you say, yeah, we're buying this football game because we know this, and all the ratings will be there. Obviously COVID, but when you're buying it at 3:40, you know it's not the same audience. So do they fix that rate, I wonder?
Yeah, I imagine it has to fluctuate a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, TV's going to do what they can do to get two big events that millions of people watch on the same network on the same day because, man, it numbers in TV are way down. Across the board everywhere because everybody just watches stuff streaming now and that's it.
Yeah. Do they have restaurant quality screen-in-screen, picture-in-picture?
I think they do.
Nice.
There's going to be no local news or national news, which kind of sucks.
Man. Oh, my God.
You think local news people are happy about it, though?
Yeah, because, I mean, they can't come on after and do it.
Yeah.
They get a little break.
What will I do with my laser pointer?
Now, for some reason, on Sunday nights or Saturday nights, you know, when Clemson, Notre Dame went over?
Yeah.
They still got to come on and do something.
They have to come on and do something and preempt SNL further.
They're like, we don't want to come on, man. Come on. He's dumb. I'll be coming on.
That used to aggravate the piss out of me when something would happen and SNL wouldn't come on until like 11:45.
Well, they have to report on all these people dying in car accidents.
Why do they have to do the weather for 20 minutes?
That's all local news has been for 5 days is people dying in car wrecks.
It's like Fat Boy's the original traffic guy. Now they're all copying you.
Yeah. No, I was Dick Jr.
That's
so,
true. There's Dick Lane for that.
Lamar Jackson.
That's where you live.
All right, Dagan, why did you save it so we can end on that?
Hush.
That was perfect. Real quick.
I'll do it again later.
The Packers, not having fans. You know, a lot of people live around Lambeau if you want to Airbnb it.
Yeah, it's kind of like Turner Field used to be where you can go park in somebody's yard in the hood.
They make a lot of money.
Now you have Georgia State University property.
Yeah.
Here's a news report on the residents at Lambeau Field and or around it.
They estimate this community will lose $150 million without fans in the stands here at Lambeau this season. The homes around the stadium have long used their property as parking lots for ticket holders, and the money generated over those 10 games was often used to pay their property taxes. So Lambeau's neighbors financially and emotionally impacted this season.
I don't know how much you make with a spot, but it ain't like, you know, if you live near Greer High School and it's $5 a spot on your yard.
No, it's probably at least 20 a spot in parking somebody's yard right near Lambeau.
I remember
25, 30.
me and Cal Hall. Now, this was back in the 90s, but we went to the Peach Bowl in Atlanta.
Ooh.
And we ended up not wanting to pay like the $10 and $20 parking to park way away. We paid $50 to park.
So you didn't have to walk?
Yeah. Why else would you pay to park?
Just closer? To watch Clemson and Kentucky?
Is that who it was? It was the time. I forget who played. No, it was South Carolina in the Peach Bowl, but it was when we met Strom Thurmond in the elevator.
Sure wasn't the CarQuest Bowl?
And he died a year or two later. I don't know. It was the Peach Bowl. The CarQuest Bowl is the one we went to and enjoyed.
From a bar.
How far?
Is the reason the Ravens game keeps getting pushed back, but the Broncos had to play with no quarterbacks, is because the Broncos quarterbacks were breaking the rules and the Ravens have been trying to do a good job? Is that the thing there? Is it that elementary school?
I think it's something with it because, you know, the Broncos tried to use a coach, a quality control coach, as their quarterback, and the NFL said you can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't get a delay of a day or an hour or 10 minutes or anything. They just had to play with no quarterbacks.
And they tried to. They tried to delay it till Monday, and then, you know, the NFL's like, no.
Yeah, but the Ravens are getting, you know, pushed back every time something happens. Is it just because the Broncos were acting recklessly and the Ravens are trying to do their part and just had it – the league sees it as this is just unfortunate it happened to them?
Yeah, they're saying the Ravens couldn't really contain it yet.
Okay.
But the Broncos could.
Could have done something. Okay.
But they ain't wear their mask.
Okay.
That's what the official press release said. They ain't wear their mask.
Damn, Jeff Driscoll's fault.
It is. And then Drew Locke, they would have had quarterbacks the next day, but they wouldn't let it postpone. Mm-hmm. That's it, man.
You were right. It was Clemson, Kentucky.
Wow.
That was the one. How the hell does your brain work?
Freaking Terry Smith, greatest receiver of all time, MVP.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he passed.
Oh, rest in peace. All right, we'll be back with a brand new Truth and Consequences right after this.
Just like when you wake up.
Chris, why do you keep poking me in the back?
We're always ready to go to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 to Planet Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.